Thanks for joining us on the JX today. Owning a newspaper used to be like a license to print money. Then along came other news sources and then the internet. And the web took away lots of readers, classified advertising, and a bunch of commercial advertising. Now newspapers struggle mightily to survive, and many don't. That's what led to the creation of the Fund for Oregon Rural Journalism. It is designed to put money and expertise and more into local journalism across the state, a state that now has several news deserts where there's just no regular journalism entity keeping tabs on what's going on in the community and local government. Jody Lawrence-Turner is the executive director of the Fund for Oregon Rural Journalism and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Jody, welcome.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you. So the foundation itself is a relatively recent thing. Tell us about its birth.
It was founded in 2021 by EO Media. Heidi Wright, the CEO of EO Media, was the brains behind that, and she is our board president. She founded it because she thought, she knows firsthand how hard it is in rural areas to keep a newspaper thriving. And so she thought that having a nonprofit that could come behind those publications and help them survive was a really good idea, basically. And then we've spent the last 3 years developing programs and implementing them that we feel addresses the needs from top to bottom.
Heidi Wright was on the show last week talking about the cutbacks that EO Media just announced. In fact, it was published in today's print edition of the Rogue Valley Times that July 1st is the effective date for a 2 times a week printing of the Times rather than 3. Similar changes at papers across the EO Media chain. Does the company maintain, obviously Heidi's your board chair, but is the company as an entity still maintaining a role in guiding the work of the foundation, or are you more independent than that?
More independent than that, yeah. In fact, as a nonprofit founded by EO Media, I have had to help everyone but EO Media. So it's been really interesting to develop this nonprofit from the start and then to explain to people this doesn't line the pockets of EO Media.
So when you say you help everyone but EO Media, give us an example of some of the things you've done to help the everyone buts.
So can I talk a minute about the programs that we've developed and how those help the publications?
Sure. We'll do the what before the who. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we developed a program called Future Journalists of America, which works with high school students. So we embed high school students in newsrooms, and we've been running a pilot program for the last 2 years in Bend. What this does is it teaches them media literacy or news literacy, which is lacking in a lot of high schools. It also fills the gap in education of the lack of a high school newspaper, which very few high schools still have. And it helps put new journalists in the pipeline. At the same time, they're practicing hands-on journalism by either writing content for a publication, like a small publication in Oak Ridge, for example, or Cave Junction, or they do their own. And so in Bend, we had a regional youth digital publication, and we had students from Madras, Sisters, Redmond, Bend, Lapine, and even Warm Springs who were working to write for that publication. So that is the program that's like, let's get some more journalists into the pipeline. Mm-hmm. Let's find a way to offer workforce training for students in really small rural towns, as well as filling the need to provide content for those small newspapers. The second program that is up and running and is really successful is called the Rural Journalism Resource Center. And what we do with that is I have been talking to publishers and basically asking them, how can I help? What do you need? And it has to be something that will help them be more sustainable. So if they need a digital transition, so a website that offers them multiple options, like provides an e-edition, provides newsletters, is a good, you know, has a, it's really navigable. They have a portal for subscriptions or for membership, depending on if it's for-profit or nonprofit. And the I've been able to find a provider who can offer a really reasonable rate, So if they don't have a good website, then they can go with this option. The Resource Center, I got a grant from the Roundhouse Foundation that was able to help me pay for their first 3 months, say, of moving over to this new website so that they could get up and running and then they could get enough digital subscriptions in order to pay for that website. I had one newspaper, the Illinois Valley News, who made his money back in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So
that's
impressive.
Let me just remind listeners, we're talking to Jody Lawrence Turner on the Jefferson Exchange. Jody is the executive director of the Fund for Oregon Rural Journalism, and we're talking about trying to keep the news business afloat in rural Oregon. You can join us with questions and comments by email to jx@jeffnet.org. So we've talked about the three core programs, the Future Journalists of America, the Rural Journalism Resource Center, and what's the third?
The third is basically a journalism lab. Which would provide statewide relevant content to for free to publications. Now that one is still in the works, but we are in the process of developing something that would be region wide.
And so one of the things that is talked about at the Forge, and what do you call yourself, Forge or Forge Journalism?
We like Forge Journalism.
Okay. So at Forge Journalism, and you talk about at the website, you talk about connecting journalists to stakeholders in new ways. Give us some examples of that.
Are you referring to the Civic Information Hub?
Whatever it is where you're talking about just wanting to connect journalists to the stakeholders of journalism in ways that haven't been done so far.
So the concept of the Civic Information Hub is to go to community members, get a group of community members as well as like civic leaders and health providers and educators to bring them together in order to connect journalists in a way that is more efficient and it also gets more voices from the community in the paper. So it creates a sense of ownership from the by the community, and it helps the journalists find story ideas in a more efficient way because, as we know, they don't have very much time.
Right. Right. Yeah, I guess I walk around, Jody, with the impression that a lot of people are not terribly interested in local news because they get so fascinated by national news, among other things, where, of course, the local news can affect their lives in a much more immediate sense. Is that what you find when you're out there?
Absolutely. Let me take that back. What I find is that when you go and you talk to community members in any community, they really believe in their local news. I think what they don't understand is that they need to help support that local news.
Mm-hmm.
They think that that news organizations are still doing well. Very few, and I think there's data out there, very few really understand that it's an extremely difficult industry to stay alive in.
That's interesting. So they're proud of their local news, but they're not necessarily supporting it?
Not necessarily subscribing.
Uh-huh.
They might pick up the paper, you know, on the stand when they know there's a good story. They might go to the website, and it's the small publication doesn't necessarily know how to capitalize on the people coming to their website. And we're not good in the for-profit industry. We have not been good about telling people we need help.
Huh.
Historically. And I think it's like 75% of people think that we don't need help, that we still have advertising, that we're sitting on money.
Huh. Okay, that is not the case, as we're talking about here with Jody Lawrence Turner, the executive director of the Fund for Oregon Rural Journalism, or For Journalism. If you have some thoughts about news deserts across Oregon and their expansion over time, California as well, join us with emails to jx@jeffnet.org. What is the situation with news deserts? How many more do we have now in Oregon than we used to have?
So there are two counties that don't have publications at all. Mm-hmm. And there is a publication in Condon, Oregon that tries to cover all three counties, and that's Gillum, Wheeler, and third county.
Wasco or Crook?
I think it's Wasco.
Okay.
And you know, that's not, I mean, that's really not doable. You can't possibly be a watchdog with all of the county governments, the city governments, and all of the, you know, watching all of the state money that comes in and how it's being used, and, you know, talk about other committees that are within the city. So that's a very difficult thing to do. Now, we have 16 counties that have one publication, and that's covering hundreds of square miles.
Wow.
And with the situation with EO Media reducing to one publication, they were not going to leave a news desert there. EO Media is committed to keeping reporters in those communities. They just won't have a print product.
Right. So was it five of those small papers, like the Wallawa Chieftain, will not be out there by that name anymore? Those people will get the East Oregonian now?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I thought it was five. That's quite a change. Are things happening faster than people might have anticipated they were happening in the decline of revenue for the news business?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about that. And I think that what For Journalism tries to do is help those that are still out there remain sustainable by, you know, giving them new tools,
mm-hmm.
like I said, through the resource center. So there's a number of ways that they could do marketing, like their newsletters. They have no idea how to use, you know, newsletters to their benefit. So we try to do training for that too. I recently, there was a photographer who was willing to donate their time, and we know that a lot of newspapers don't have photographers. And so he was willing to travel all over the state to any rural paper that needed it. And when I sent out that message to publishers statewide, they were thrilled that they had that opportunity. Freelancers are really hard to get to. And, you know, we as journalists always think of like the content first. And so even though I can give them tools to remain sustainable, or help them connect with people who can give them the right training, they still are focused on content, which is vital to their community. And so those freelancers, I've got a couple of freelancers now that can help them.
We have an email here from Paul on Sterling Creek, who says, as a semi-retired print journalist, I find today's program very encouraging. Thank you, one and all. Thanks for that, Paul. I understand there's a conference coming up, a rural journalism conference. Is that right? In July?
Yes. Yeah, it's in Redmond on July 18th. And I'm pretty excited about the programming. We've gotten some really, great folks to come, and it's heartwarming to me that these journalists care so much about what they do. Not one of them is asked for, you know, a large amount of money in order to come and participate. I've been able to help some with, you know, lodging, but we have U of O professors coming. We have a keynote speaker who is from the Seattle Times, but what he writes, Save the Free Press, Friar Dudley. And I think he's inspirational when he talks about it. I mean, he's out there fighting the good fight for journalism, and so I thought he was the right person to come and speak.
So it sounds like it. So that's July 18th in Redmond. And can people, we have to go in a couple seconds here, Jody, can people donate to the Fund for Oregon Rural Journalism?
They can. They can go right to our website, forjournalism.org, and click on the button that says donate right at the top.
Okay, forjournalism.org, which is the Fund for Oregon Rural Journalism, where Jody Lawrence Turner is the executive director. Jody, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You bet. This is the Jefferson Exchange. Short break, and then we'll come back.